Over the last month, there's been a lot of attention being called to things, items, teams, acts that are maybe not overtly racist, but have undertones of that, and people digging into the history of certain names and people in history. It's why you see folks trying to bring certain statues down around our country throughout college campuses. And there are others trying to make a push for certain names to be changed, specifically team names and or mascots. Let's welcome in Crystal Echo Hawk, who's the founder and executive director of Illuminative. She's from the Pawnee Nation of Oklahoma as well. Crystal, really appreciate you joining us. And there are, I would venture a guess that a majority of those listening right now do not know what Illuminative is. Could you just tell us what the goal or what this organization is all about? Thanks again for being with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Matt and Marlon. Thanks for having me on. Illuminative is a national nonprofit organization led by Native Americans. It really works to amplify the voices and stories and issues of contemporary Native Americans and to really fight against racism and discrimination against Native Americans that we really see predominantly across, you know, popular culture, media, K-12 education, and across the society.
Crystal, I know the truth as an African American. If there were a team name, a mascot that referenced something that offended African Americans, that had racist overtones, it would be protested, it would be eliminated, it would be discussed. Why are we still in this moment having a team like the Washington Redskins existing in the largest sports league in the world?
You're absolutely right. It's the question of all questions. I mean, really, the R word is the N word. Right. And thank God we've reached a moment in this country where we understand that that's wrong. Right. But I think, you know, what we learned in through our research, right, we did one of the largest public opinion research projects ever done around Native Americans. It was a $3.3 million research project. And what we found is that 80% of Americans know little to nothing about Native peoples. And 72% rarely or never encounter any information about contemporary Native peoples. And that's a big statement, given we live in a media-saturated environment, you know, 24/7. We also found that nearly 90% of schools in the country don't teach about Native Americans past 1900. So most Americans kind of grow up thinking, you know, the last data point might be around 1890, but they don't think about Native peoples in a contemporary context. And so what we found through that research is that that profound invisibility of Native Americans in society today really creates an implicit bias, right? It really creates something where I think most Americans just don't consciously ever think about Native Americans, right? And sometimes that's just, it's not necessarily intentional, right? But we're really just invisible to the larger American public. So I think when this issue about the Washington team name, the issues about racist sports masks come up, I think that's where initially there's sometimes a disconnect. Right, where people aren't necessarily thinking about it, and they're not educated on the issue that this is actually a dictionary-defined slur.
Krista, I think what you just said is extremely important. As a school editor in college, I refuse to use the name of any Native American mascots. However,
thank you.
I have never heard the R word is the N word.
Never heard
and
that.
I count myself as someone who listens and thinks and considers these issues. Could you expound on that, the idea that the R word is as powerful as the N word?
Well, yes, absolutely. And there's a long history to the origins of that name, right? And why we, that's a big statement. And it's not a statement that I or any other Native American takes lightly, but really when you go back into the history, right, of the R word, right, and I'm going to say it now, Redskins, and I'm saying it just for the point of not saying it's okay, but it's for education for your listeners. And really, that was a way, starting back in the 18th century, right, as European colonists and settlers came over here, that's the way initially that Native Americans were referred to. But actually, it really became the referral to the bounty on the heads of Native Americans, right, in which there were advertisements that run in papers in Minnesota, California, across the country, that would put bounties, dollar amounts, on people bringing in scalps of Native Americans. That's where that term comes from, right? And it is deeply offensive. And if you look in the Oxford Dictionary across the line, it's been defined as a racial slur because of that atrocious history, right, of genocide, forced removal, all of those things. That's what that term goes back to. So when we say that the R word is the N word, it is because it's so deeply offensive. It represents hate and violence against Native Americans, and that's why it needs to go. It has no place in today's society, and certainly not within professional sports.
Crystal Echo Hawk, founder and executive director of Illuminative, a nonprofit organization designed to challenge the invisibility and negative connotations in terms of perception in Native American culture. She's from the Pawnee Nation of Oklahoma. What you just said there is really revealing, and I think that is almost comparative to what we have learned over the last month, and white people like myself have learned about the Black American experience here in this country. I just wonder, what do you believe is the most common reason of opposition for changing the name?
The most commonly cited reason is the Washington Post poll, right? That happened in 2016. It's the poll heard around the world on this particular issue. And in that poll by the Washington Post, they said, you know, they polled 500 self-identified Native Americans, and they said, according to their findings, 90% of Native Americans had no issue with the team name or sports mascot. They've been challenged on that post, on that poll repeatedly in terms of the flawed methodology, and have never really been fully transparent about that methodology either, right? So that has been sort of the reason that the team is consistently given for not changing the name. However, this spring, well, late last year, the University of Michigan and the University of Berkeley, or California Berkeley, did another study, right? And they polled 1,100 Native Americans, and Native Americans that were enrolled in a federally recognized tribe, and not just like, I think I might be Native American, right? We're talking about people who are enrolled in their tribe that, you know, practice their culture, they're part of their community. And what that poll, which was more than two times the size of the Washington Post poll, found is that 57% of Native Americans are offended by the team name, right, and want to see it go. And 65% of Native young adults, 18 to 24, are deeply offended by the team name and sports mascot. And so those are the kind of numbers that, I mean, it's, you know, that's been the main reason, or the primary reason given. And that's falling to the side. I mean, if you look, that poll it was peer reviewed. It was published this spring. And it's like the team is running out of excuses here. That's scientific evidence to show that Native Americans are offended. You know, and I just wonder, at what point do we have to pull on racism? Racism is wrong, and all forms of racism are wrong. And that's what we're saying in this moment. You know, the team has made these grand pronouncements, you know, and has the league on fighting racism. Well, this shouldn't be about curating racism, and we're only going to be about this kind of fighting this kind of racism, but we're going to be okay and let this other stuff slide. And I think we're in a powerful moment in this country where this country is taking to the streets. I think lots of Americans who maybe didn't understand, right, have learned through the awful murder of George Floyd and this reckoning with racism that this is wrong, and we want to do better in this country. We need to do better. And there's just such a huge opportunity for the team, the league, the players, to be on the right side of history. And we need to stand up against all racism, and that includes against Native Americans.
Crystal Echo Hawk joining us. So I want to ask you this then about, what about teams that, at least from the outset, those teams and mascots do not appear to have racist connotations? I think about Kansas City Chiefs, Chicago Blackhawks, Atlanta Braves, or even specific tribes like Central Michigan Chippewas, Florida State Seminoles. Where do you draw the line, and what do you think about those that I listed?
Well, let's take the Chiefs and the Braves. And I'll take those really quick. So when you look at those, and a lot of people, right, what you said, it's not necessarily the team name, right? But when we start to get into the imagery, and also it's the fan behavior, right? It's the tomahawk chop. It's people allow it in red face, right? Can you imagine, let's go back to the Super Bowl, and can you imagine a stadium full of 70,000 plus fans in blackface? No, it would never happen, right? But we saw that. Right, with the Super Bowl, right, or with the tomahawk chop and that chant, you know, and going back to the poll I cited from Michigan and Berkeley, you know, 74% of Native Americans said they find that deeply offensive, the tomahawk chop, right, and that fan behavior. And so I think that's really the point of contention. And so when you create those kind of team names and iconography that goes with it, you know, you're just creating an environment, right, where that can go. And if you don't put policies in that really ban that, then, you know, I think it's a problem and it needs to stop. And I think inherently the Kansas City Chiefs have become more aware that it's a problem. And I think even when we watched the Super Bowl, you know, this in February, if you notice, they didn't do a lot of crowd shots, right? Because I think that the league, I think the team, I think Fox that aired it understood that that's a problem, right? And you only heard the tomahawk chop in the background, right? You didn't actually see any of those fans that were sort of painted up and wearing feathers. And so I think we have to have a good discussion about creating environments where we're not, you know, fostering racism and discrimination and against people. And I think that's the issue with these other teams and when they continue to let those kind of things go on.
Krista, I spent the last 4 weeks, a number of my white colleagues and friends have called me and said, what can I do? You know, I don't know what to do. I know that I have failed myself as an African-American in lending the same energy to your cause, to the cause of Native Americans in this country. So I ask the same question. What can I do? And what can other members of these marginalized groups who are focused on one issue, how can they support you and others like you and your cause going forward?
Absolutely. And I want to say thank you for that. And I think for all of us, you know, for, you know, Native, Black, Brown communities in this moment, right, as we're standing up and we're talking about, we're fighting against, and we're educating people about systemic racism, we all need to stand together, right? We are stronger together. We are going to be, you know, all equal when we're all truly equal, right? And so I think how people can stand with us in this moment, you know, follow us at illuminative.org. That's our website. We've got a dedicated webpage. It's just information where people can educate themselves on the issue. Because I know for so many people, this is new and they're just sort of hearing about it and trying to figure it out. They can follow us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Illuminative. And what people can do is direct message the team, you know, Roger Goodell, the league, and say, enough is enough. The time is now. The name needs to change, right? There's an opportunity for the team to be on the right side of history. And I think a lot of economists and people in sports marketing say this actually could be incredibly profitable for the team to change the name. But really, that's where, you know, people can join in. They can also join in a new campaign launched by a group called Indigenous Peoples Worldwide. They are starting a campaign. They announced it on Friday where they've organized $620 billion worth of investors who have written letters to the CEOs of Nike, PepsiCo, and FedEx, asking those companies to stop doing business with the team until they change the name. And so that campaign was just launched on Friday. People can join that campaign and direct message to those companies and ask them to do better. They've all made big pronouncements about how they're fighting racism, every one of those companies, but yet they still continue to do business and sponsor the team. And so I think we've on a real roll here, this massive momentum, and we really need people to join us, and let's all put our weight behind this and get it done before the season starts.
Krystal Echo-Hawk, founder and executive director of Illuminative. Krystal, really appreciate the time, and thanks for educating us on this very important topic. Thank you.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Have a good one.